still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things
The
I've been
things I've been
through,
through.
I still have joy. There were times in my life I felt I couldn't go on. I called on the Lord and he made me strong. I kept the faith and I held on through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I still have
You'll
joy.
have joy.
After all the things I've been through, I
Oh, I
still
still
have joy.
have joy.
Yes, I still
You'll
have
have
joy. I still have
joy.
joy. After all the
All
things I've
the
been
things I've
through,
been through,
I
I
still have joy.
still have
Oh, I still have joy.
joy.
I
I
still have
still
joy.
have joy.
After all the things I've been
I've
through,
been through.
I still have joy. I still have joy. I
I
still have
still have
joy.
joy.
After all the
All the
things I've
things I've been through.
After
After
all the
all
things
the
I've been
things I've been through.
After all
All
the things
the
I've
things
been
I've been
through,
through.
I
I
still
still
have joy.
have joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, we go
Amen.
sometimes up and sometimes down,
Right.
we still have joy.
Have to.
Nobody
Right.
can take our joy unless we give it to them.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, it
Amen.
is.
And I still have joy.
Yeah, have
Thank
joy.
you, Lord. Lord, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Losing your voices. Hallelujah.
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 All right.
We bless your name,
Thank
God.
God for another day.
Thank
Yes.
you,
Thank you, God, for the
Jesus.
day the Lord has made.
Yes,
Let's
Lord.
rejoice and be glad in
Yeah.
it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We have no sad faces, no long
Aha, that's right.
jaws or anything like that.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God,
Amen.
because this is the day the Lord made.
Oh,
Yes,
yes.
Lord. And he allowed you to be here in it.
Thank you, God.
That's right. Amen.
So
I
we
thank
are
you, God.
rejoicing that we're still here.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And glorifying God for all he continues to do.
Yes. Thank you,
He's
Lord.
with us and in his in our lives.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. Because he is wonderful.
Yes, he
Yes.
is.
He's a mighty God,
Yes.
everlasting Father,
Yes. Amen.
the King of Kings,
Lord of
the
Lords.
Lord of Lords.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He
Hallelujah.
is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So let's think on him in that way
Amen.
and live to the glory of God and
Amen.
not to what we desire, but what
Amen.
the Lord desire of us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we are thanking God for all he is in our lives on this 14th day of the
Amen.
new
Thank you,
year.
Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to move on into the message.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
From the book of 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9.
Amen. Yeah.
We got it.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to 1 John, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is just and faithful to forgive us our sins.
Yes, he is.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just tell everybody, if.
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 A lot of things in our lives that we don't want to be in there. Mm-hmm. And it's all because we said, if.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
The things that we desire to have in our lives that we missed out on, and it's because of if.
Right.
All right. Let us keep that in mind. Remember last week we were talking about drop it or leave it or whatever.
Let it go.
And today we could say, if.
Amen.
We had done that.
Yes.
I wouldn't be in this condition I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
If. I have listened to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
If.
Yes.
I listen to the doctor. Mm-hmm. If I listen to the preacher. If I listen to children or whatever. But the main thing is if you had listened to the word, things would have been all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the word never leaves you wrong.
Right. Amen.
It's always acting in your best interest.
Yes.
The word is always letting you know that everything is working together.
Mm-hmm. That's the person.
Towards them that love God.
Yes.
All right. For them that are called, according to his purpose. If.
Yeah.
We just obey what the word scriptures tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
We will find ourselves in a better condition, with a better attitude, more joyful outlook, more peaceful, peace in our soul and in our mental abilities. If we just listen to what God is saying.
Amen.
To us this day.
Yes.
Again, so now they were the word about yesterday. It's gone.
Amen.
And all we got to do is get forgiveness for that and move on.
Right.
All right. But work towards today. Doing all that we're supposed to do today.
Amen.
Doing all that we can do today.
Yeah.
If I spend any time in yesterday, I'm missing out what I'm probably doing right now.
Amen.
Okay. So that everything has a purpose,
mm-hmm.
and a season.
Yes.
To everything.
Everything.
And we got to move along with the flow. If we don't move along with the flow, we're going to miss out on things that's passing by at the time you've probably been passing by.
Yeah.
Because you slow down,
mm-hmm.
and your plane got there before you got there and took off before you were just getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been there a few minutes earlier, but you let something delay you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to miss your flight.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. So if.
Yeah.
We just move along as the Holy Ghost tells us. As the Holy Ghost brings back to our remembrance,
mm-hmm.
things that we are supposed to be doing, if we just take it from them right then.
Amen.
And put it in our heart and run with it. we have the victory each and every time.
Yes.
If we don't, then we have problems. The book of Romans talk about in the third chapter some things that we need to keep up in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What advantage had them than the Jews? What profit is there in circumcision? Huh? Now, I want you to say here that is to that much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if someone did not believe? Shall their unbelief make them faith, make the faith of God without effect? No, God forbids that. Let God be true, and every man be a liar.
All right now.
Let God be the truth.
All right now.
And every man be a liar. So anybody uh-huh. come with anything that contrary to what the word of God is saying,
what?
You should pick the word every time.
Yes.
And not going off on a temper tangent on your belief and your standard mm-hmm. or what somebody else tried to change you to sit their way.
Mm-hmm.
The word is the standard.
All right, now.
And if you don't follow the word, you're going to mess up.
Uh-huh.
Because every man is going to be supposed to be a liar. If it's not what the word is saying, then he's lying.
All right,
or
now.
Or she's lying.
All
okay.
right. That's the word.
So the word said, let every person be a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But let God's word be the truth.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so God's word is the truth.
Yes, it is.
It is the absolute truth.
Uh-huh.
No way around it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say later on, I wish I had listened to what the word said. Listen to it now, and you won't have to deal with if.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
If is not very big, but it holds back some powerful things.
Uh-huh.
It keeps us from getting delivered.
Tell it, Pastor.
It keeps us from getting the joy that we need in our lives.
Yes.
It keeps us from being happy when we ought to be happy.
Amen.
It keeps us from allowing our hearts not to be troubled
mm-hmm.
because we think about self every time.
Amen. Right.
But it's not about you.
Amen.
It's about God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, let every man be the truth, be a liar, and let God be the truth.
Yes.
Let their minds be justified in what's saying, and minds overcome when thou art judged. If our righteous unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God's word God unrighteous? Who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. Okay. So whatever is going against what the word said is forbidden of God. Okay. It is not the truth.
Amen.
Search your word. And whatever the word said, do that.
Yes.
Okay. God forbid them. How shall God judge the world? For if the proof of God and more abound through my life until the glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come. Who damnation is just? You are never right by doing evil.
Amen.
Trying to get something good out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Evil going to produce more evil.
Mm-hmm.
Good will produce more good.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of something in it that's not in it.
Amen.
You got to have something in for something to come out.
Amen.
And whatever's in, it's going to be what come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if evil's in you, evil's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If evil's in you, it's going to come out.
Amen.
Well, then, are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are. They are all under sin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Right? We are under sin.
Amen.
Okay? And we got under sin from Eden. Eve and Adam.
Amen.
There's none that understand it. There is none that seek it after God.
Amen.
They are all gone out of the way.
Wow.
They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, amen. Not one.
Amen.
Okay. God is good. Okay. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Ready to take in everything.
Amen.
Okay. But you got to search the scriptures so that you know what to take in and what not to take in. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison as apps is under their lips. With that tongue is a hard thing to keep control of.
Amen.
Okay. You say anything that get to that tongue, you're going to stay in trouble. Okay. You're going to stay in the wrong.
Amen. You
can't let everything come off that tongue.
Amen.
You got to get that bridle in there. And the bridle is the Holy Spirit. Okay. He will tell you what to say.
To
tell you how to say it.
Amen.
But you got to start overriding it.
Amen.
And doing it what the way you feel like saying it. And the way you feel like doing it. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Their feet are swift to shed blood.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Destruction and misery
are
in their way. and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God. Therefore, their eyes, before their eyes. Now, we know that what things soever the law said, it said to them who are under the law. But every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Right. Whatever the law says, it's saying it to one that's under the law.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We got to keep in mind that by getting saved, we were moved from the law.
Amen.
And giving them just grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Make it through. Okay. Because under the law, nobody can be just.
Amen.
There's by the deed of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Amen.
The law let you know what is sin.
Amen.
And when you go against that, you sin. Okay. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ,
yes,
unto all that and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned. For all have sinned.
Amen.
For all have sinned. None of us are holier than thou.
All right.
We all have sinned.
Amen.
And we all have come short.
Mm-hmm.
We all have come short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody misses the mark.
All right now.
Okay, you're falling short.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to keep on
keeping on
struggling
to
make it in.
Amen.
Okay. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a perpetuation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that all pass through the abundance of God.
Hello.
To declare, I said, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Nobody have a right to boast.
Amen.
So we ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
Okay. Everything goes to God.
Amen.
It is by the law, by what is excluded. Yes. By what law of work?
No.
Okay. But by the law of faith. Everything's done. It's done by God.
Amen.
Done
Amen. Amen.
Because without God, you are nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
And therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law.
Yes.
So it's nothing, the law has done, and nothing we have done. We've been justified by the faith, the word of God. Okay, believing in the word of God, that's how we get it.
Amen.
Is he the God of the Jews only? He is not also
the Gentile.
He's also of the Gentiles. Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? For God forbids. Yea, we establish the law. So the law is there.
Yes.
To let us know when sin is
there. Amen.
Because without the law, there's no sin.
Amen.
Okay. And with the law, there was sin. He let you know when they said, thou shalt not. We know that it was not that good for us if he didn't tell us.
Amen.
He told us in the law.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have questions, if we have problems, go to the law.
Amen.
Help me go to the word of God.
Amen.
And the law will let you know that what God has done for you by removing you from the law.
Tell it, Pastor.
If you live by the law, you're going to die by the law. You're going to be judged by the law.
Yeah.
And if you're guilty of one thing in the law, you're guilty of all.
That's right.
But thanks be to God.
Thank you.
He has made it possible for us to move in the realms of from glory to glory by faith. Okay. The word of God says that if we confess.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get past if and stop trying to justify what we've done. We try to justify what we've done rather than admitting it and be forgiven for it. We trying to say, I got a clean slate, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
When what you need to do is confess your sins. The word said
if.
Praise God. Praise God. If.
Yeah.
Everybody say if.
If.
Okay. If.
If.
We confess.
Confess.
Okay. You got to own up to what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
You got to own up to it. Say, if you confess.
Yes.
Admit that you've been wrong in certain things. There's some things that we may have been wrong in and that somebody has called us on it. And we're trying to justify it. We're trying to explain it all, what we've done.
Uh-huh.
Rather than just saying, but forgive me.
Forgive me.
I didn't mean it that way.
Uh-huh.
But instead, we're going to try to explain it. And all we're doing is making it worse all the time.
Uh-huh.
Making the hole get wider.
Yeah.
Problem get deeper.
Yes.
So if we confess.
If we confess.
We confess.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to confess.
Yeah.
We confess our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Tell God about it.
Amen.
You don't have to confess to me. confess it to God.
Yes. All right.
Okay, it was David said,
yeah,
it's in your sight.
Mm-hmm.
That I've done this. I've done this against you.
Amen.
And not anybody else. Okay. So we got to realize that we are sinning against God and nobody else.
Amen.
Whatever we do to anybody in this place is against God.
Yes.
And not the person you think you're doing it to.
That's
right. All right. God has that person in place so that you can get delivered. But instead of getting being delivered, you get more bound because you won't confess. If you forgive our sin, if we can confess our sin, God is faithful.
Yes.
They say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
That means you can depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's faithful. That means you can count on him.
Yes.
He's faithful. You know that he's going to be there when he said he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that he is always on time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's always on time.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? He's never late.
Yes.
Never too early.
Mm-hmm.
He's always there on time.
Amen.
Because he said in due season.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to reap. So if you wait on the Lord, if you wait for him, he will deliver. So he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sin. Not just some of them, all of them.
Yes.
Okay. So we got some sins that we don't want nobody to, don't want to forgive people for.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, that's too much for me to forgive now and forget it. No, it's not. You just don't want to.
I know.
You got to know that if we confess it, we can be delivered. If you keep on holding on to it, we're going to be bound.
Yes.
Whether you want to be free or bound.
Yes.
Free. If.
Huh?
Okay. If we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us our sins. And to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Okay. Tell somebody he washes you clean.
He washes you clean.
He washes you clean.
He washes you clean.
Okay. He's not going to leave you hanging out there with all your dirty spots showing. Okay. But if you don't confess, they're going to be hanging there.
Amen.
But when you confess it, God washes away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Your guilty stains. Okay. And sin has no power over you.
Amen.
If you confess it.
If you confess.
Sin has power over you as long as you hold it.
Amen.
Sin has power over you long as you continue to hold it.
Yes.
But when you forgive it, when you confess it, it has no more hold on you.
Amen.
Because God removes it from your record.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And give you a clean slate so that when it comes back for you, he'll not find you at that church without a spot or a wrinkle.
Yeah.
That church that he's coming back to begin. He's
yes.
coming one of these days at a church without spot or a wrinkle. If you confess.
Yes.
Amen. That's a word for today.
Yeah, good way. I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Yes.
I am free. Praise the Lord. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Confess them sins, we're free. Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's back now.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Enjoy that message. It was good.
Amen.
If
we confess,
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Okay. Praise the God. We're so thankful for this day and all that's taking place thus far and all that's going to take place. Ask your continuous guidance by your spirit and in the name of Jesus. And do all you said you would do according to your word. We know you would do it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, God, bless those that are sick in their bodies and those that are ailing, healed, but yet they're not recovered.
Yes,
that you continue to bless and bring everything to fruition. According to your will and your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, bless us as we journey from this mountain of privilege. Keep us safe and keep us healthy. Keep us in good spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray until we should meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.